Suspected cop killer arrested in Texas after manhunt. By Randy Clark on July 12, 2024. After an intense manhunt, Houston Police Department officers arrested 44-year-old Ronald Ronnie Palmer Jr. The captured fugitive will be charged in connection with the alleged murder of 28-year-old Harris County Deputy Sheriff Fernando Escueda. Palmer had been named a person of interest in the Wednesday night ambush-style killing of the deputy sheriff who was responding to an emergency call at a Houston pizza restaurant. The search for Palmer ended on Thursday evening without incident, according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. The sheriff reported that Palmer was captured at a residence on the 12,300 block of Gita Lane in Houston. Deputy Sheriff Escueda was killed while investigating a call regarding an armed robbery in the Houston area on Wednesday night. Shortly after 10 p.m., Deputy Escueda was shot and killed while responding to the emergency call. Palmer allegedly shot Escueda after the deputy located and investigated a suspicious vehicle believed to be involved in the 911 call. Hours after the murder, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez named Palmer, already wanted for aggravated assault, as a person of interest in the armed incident in the capital murder of Escueda. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez hosted a press conference posted by Q11 on Thursday, where he provided more details about the incident leading up to the murder of Deputy Escueda, a 5-year veteran of the department. According to Gonzalez, his department received an emergency call after an altercation on Wednesday evening at a local pizza restaurant involving a customer and an employee in his early 20s. According to Gonzalez, the customer was angry about an incorrect order and engaged in a scuffle with the employee of the establishment. The suspect allegedly struck the employee with a pistol, causing bodily injury. After arriving to investigate the call, Deputy Escueda located a suspicious vehicle several miles from the establishment and began examining the vehicle when he was struck by gunfire. Gonzalez says Deputy Escueda may have been ambushed. Gonzalez says fellow deputies located the wounded Escueda and transported him to a Houston hospital, where he was almost immediately pronounced deceased. Sheriff Gonzalez issued a heartfelt statement regarding the loss of Escueda, saying, "We mourn the loss of Harris County Sheriff's Office Deputy Fernando Escueda, who tragically passed away after being shot while protecting our community. Deputy Escueda was a 5-year Harris County Sheriff's Office veteran and served our community in the HCSO Violent Person Task Force. He was dedicated to protecting and serving the residents of Harris County. We pray with Deputy Escueda's family, friends, and colleagues during this incredibly difficult time. Deputy, sick, commitment to duty and his sacrifice will always be remembered." On Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement on the tragic death of Deputy Escueda, saying, "Our hearts are with the family and loved ones of Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Fernando Escueda, whose life was tragically taken while protecting his fellow Texans. Whenever our law enforcement officers put on the badge, they are selflessly risking their lives. Violence against law enforcement officers will never be tolerated in Texas. Please join Cecilia and me in prayer for Deputy Escueda's family, loved ones, and the entire Harris County community." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.